In my job, I've met a lot of people whose stories stay on my mind after I've interviewed them. Sometimes I even stay in touch with them. One of those persons is Robert Bailey. When he found out that he had a story to tell and it could help someone else, it was important for him to share it. Over the last 4 years, Bailey and I spoke several times. He frequently reached out to me to let me know what was happening with black lung policies and regulations and with his health. Robert Bailey was a coal miner for 36 years. He began in McDowell County, and after it became too hard to breathe, he retired from a mine owned by Patriot Coal in Boone County. Bailey first told me his story in June 2014.
It's a struggle just to receive the help that you still need.
The occasional puff you hear is oxygen that's being carried through tubes into his nose to keep him alive.
I'm in the process of a lung transplant, but black lung insurance is protesting any further treatment toward this case.
At this time, Bailey was waiting to hear if Patriot Coal's insurance company, Underwriters Safety and Claims, would approve his appointment for a medical evaluation. He'd already had to cancel one appointment. Bailey had already been approved for federal black lung benefits, and his doctor told him he needed a double lung transplant.
It's almost like drowning. You might breathe as hard as you can breathe, but you can't feel the air. You're not getting any quality, no use out of it. Even though you are breathing, it just don't help you. And you feel your whole system shutting down, and like you're about to melt to the floor.
As Bailey waited through another bureaucratic process, the clock was ticking, and Bailey was running out of time.
And they told me that as soon as my testing was done, that they would put me on a list. So that tells me that they don't think that my lungs have very much life left in them. But now I'm in a waiting game of waiting on the insurance to verify their approval for me to receive this treatment.
4 months later, Robert Bailey's lung transplant was approved by Patriot Coal's insurance company. But when the bankruptcy was finalized, the company had shed these responsibilities. So Robert says the money came from a federal fund that covers black lung benefits for bankrupt coal companies. Not long after his surgery, I visited Robert in his house in Princeton.
Last time I saw you, I'm pretty sure you had tubes coming out of your nose. I could hear that it was difficult for you to breathe. Explain to us now, if you could put it into words, what it's like to be able to breathe again.
You really don't know what it feels like until you're struggling, but it's about like somebody capping their hands over your mouth, and you're trying to breathe and you're struggling and you're really working real hard, and you can feel it affecting your whole body, not just your lungs. But now, since I've had my transplant, and it's no struggle at all, and it just makes you relax and smell the roses.
Bailey explained to me that without the double lung transplant, he'd probably only have a few years left. Years with less mobility and a constant struggle to breathe. The situation made him very aware of his mortality and the limited time he'd have with his family.
And plus having their birthdays and realizing that how fast time does go by, that each one of them is getting older and their looks are changing and they're just growing up. And next thing you know, they're going to be grown like I am. And if I hadn't had this time added to my life, I would miss all of that.
A double lung transplant comes with its own set of health challenges. About half of all adults who receive a double lung transplant live 5 years after the surgery, and the medicine Robert had to take after his transplant weakened his immune system. Robert became a miner's advocate and spoke twice to Congress during Senate hearings, urging lawmakers to act quickly in order to reduce the backlog of black lung cases that needed to be evaluated.
I'm hoping that through my experience, other people could maybe have better results with the issues that comes up against them.
About 2 months ago, Robert learned he had an aggressive form of liver cancer. Doctors gave him weeks to live, and he was put on hospice care when he got home. His daughter reached out to me on Facebook to share the news. Mr. Bailey wanted to share more of his story. I went back to talk with him at his home the next day.
I wasn't really shocked about it, totally. I mean, it wasn't news that I was looking forward to hear, but I knew it was news that we would have to deal with. God give me my first breath, he'll take my last one.
The nurse came in a few minutes after I arrived. She walked into the kitchen to talk with Robert's wife of nearly 46 years, Brenda. Their house was busy with phone calls and visitors. Through the commotion, Robert reflected on his struggle with black lung. He told me that while doctors said his liver cancer was linked to his transplant medications, he pointed out that it wouldn't even be an issue if he hadn't contracted black lung to begin with. Mr. Bailey was a humble man, but he still wanted to share his story with hopes that his suffering and his death wouldn't be in vain.
Even though I've been granted and been blessed with this extra time that I wouldn't have had, it would be so much better in the long run if the disease itself would be conquered.
He often wondered if he could do something different as well.
I just spent too many hours. A 10-hour day was about a normal day, seemed like, through my career. I just worked too many, too long hours.
Robert said he hoped his story might help inspire lawmakers to take more steps to improve health conditions for other miners, and perhaps even prevent other coal miners from the same suffering. He pointed out that traditionally, laws don't change until miners die, and sometimes not even then.
No, I don't want the things I went through just to drop and no knowledge to be gained, no people to be helped.
Robert Bailey passed away 28 days after this conversation. At the memorial service, his family told me that Robert talked about me often. I guess I just didn't realize how much. They said they know Robert is in a better place, with no more suffering, and his wife has found peace in knowing this.
My father was a carpenter. My mother, she died young. I'm the eldest of my brothers. You're the trouble in my blood. Trouble in my blood. I swore that I